to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, book of Matthew, chapter 15. We've been looking at miracles of Christ, the healing miracles in particular. We began last week looking at this Syrophoenician woman, and we read of miracle that took place here in Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28. Mark also records this event in Mark chapter 7. We begin reading with verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, that is, of Tyre and Sidon, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet or fitting to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole in that very hour. We saw last week the circumstances of this woman. We saw her need. We see her burden. We see her burden as you look at what she says to Christ. She was a very burdened individual. She felt a great urgency concerning her daughter, who was not just demon-possessed, but we see that she was grievously vexed with a demon. So we saw last week her condition. We see now that this woman approaches Jesus Christ with her need. We ended last week looking at she had heard of Christ. Now she may have heard of Christ before her daughter was possessed of this demon. We do not know. But she had heard of Christ. We read there in Mark 7 in verse 25, for a certain woman whose young daughter, so we see that she was a young daughter, had an unclean spirit, that is a vile, filthy spirit. And we see that she heard, that is the mother of this daughter, heard of him. So this woman who has a problem beyond her ability, problem beyond the ability of anyone she knows. She had a need beyond her ability. She had a need beyond the ability, again, of anyone that she knew. This woman, as you see her, what she says to Christ, it's very apparent that she was hurting, not physically, but emotionally. And we see that she was very burdened, and she was very desirous to see her daughter healed, to see her daughter released from this demon possession. She heard of Jesus. Again, perhaps before her daughter was even possessed, if that be the case, once her daughter was possessed, she remembered what she heard. Perhaps she heard after her daughter was possessed. But the important thing here is that she heard. She heard of Jesus. What did she hear? Well, we don't know for sure. Doesn't tell us, but it's pretty obvious as you look at her words to Christ. She had heard something of his person because she addresses him as Lord. She had heard something about his mercy because she appeals to his mercy. She had heard something about the way he can help because she asked him to help her. She no doubt believed that Christ could release her daughter from this demon. So it seems to me that she has heard of how Christ released others from demon possession. Perhaps she heard how Jesus caused the blind to see and the lame to walk and the deaf to hear. But this woman heard about Jesus. And that's always a good thing for people to hear about Jesus. And somewhere along the line, when she heard of Jesus, she began to think within herself, this man Jesus, he can heal my daughter. Though no one else can, this man Jesus, just from what I've heard about him, he can heal my daughter. He can take away her pain. He can take away that anguish. He can overcome this demon. So she heard of Christ. Secondly, this woman believed certain things concerning Jesus Christ. She believed what she heard. Again, faith cometh by hearing. There is a hearing, and then there is faith. And we see several things that this woman believed. And as a result of her believing, she came. And we'll get into that a little later. But she believed that Christ was able to meet the need. Now, I don't believe that she has ever seen Christ. She has never met Christ. She has simply heard of Christ. And she believes. This is seen from the fact that after hearing of Christ, and after hearing that Christ had come to the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, she came and followed him. Notice in Matthew 15 and verse 22, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and she came to Christ because of what she heard." Notice verse 25. "Then came she." Then came she. Mark 7, verse 25, "and came." She came. She came and she presented her need to Christ. She simply and honestly presented her need to Jesus Christ. We read there in Mark chapter 7, if we turn over there, Mark 7 and verse 26. "The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him." She besought him that he would come, or that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. She came. She came and presented her need. And she came with a sense of urgency. We see this from the fact that she besought him. She's pleading with him. She's begging him. She feels a sense of urgency. And as you follow her, as she follows Christ, you see she came with great determination. She could not be deterred. And she came with great perseverance. And you'll also see as you look at her that she came with great humility of heart. She came with great humility. But she came with a sense of urgency. Her daughter needed to be delivered from this demon. She also came believing in his mercy, which leads us to believe that she had heard something concerning his mercy. In Matthew 15 and verse 22, "She cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me. She believed two things. She believed that she was unworthy, because that's what the unworthy need, is mercy. She did not come pleading, "Lord, this is unfair. Why my daughter?" She came pleading for mercy, which shows that she had some sense of her own sin, of her own unworthiness. But it also manifests that she believed that he was merciful and that he would show her mercy. So she believed in his mercy. She also believed that he was Lord. She believed something of the deity of Jesus Christ. All this goes back to whatever she heard about Jesus. In Matthew 15, verse 22, again, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." Thou son of David. In verse 25, "Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me." In verse 27, "And she said, Truth, Lord." She believed in his mercy. She believed that he was Lord. Another thing she believed is she believed that he was the promised Messiah. She referred to him as "Thou Son of David." The promised one, the one that God would send, the Messiah. So she came, and she came believing. I want to notice this woman manifested great faith. In fact, Jesus commended her for her faith. But as we look at this Syrophoenician woman and the faith that she possessed simply upon hearing of Jesus Christ, she is an example. She serves as an example to all of God's people concerning faith. We also see that we learn many things from this woman about the characteristics of great faith. We live in a day in which a large percentage of God's people have no idea about faith. Have no idea. I really feel sorry for people who, you can see it on people's faces. I mean, it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they don't. But we can learn much from this woman's faith. And it ought to cause us to examine our own faith or lack of. She came and she manifested persevering faith. Again, we see she has heard about Christ. She has heard that Christ has come to the coasts of Tyre and Sidon where she lived, and she came forth and she followed Christ through the streets. And as she's following Christ through the streets, she is crying unto him. We see that again in Matthew 15, verse 22. She's crying, "My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. He was silent. He just continued to walk on. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Lord, send her away, for she crieth after us." She's not only crying after Jesus, she's crying after the apostles as well. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So she's following Christ through the streets, crying unto him, begging him, pleading him, "Please release my daughter from this demon. Have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, help me." And she's pleading this. And after some time, we see that Jesus entered a house. Jesus walked through the streets, and after some time, he entered this house. Notice in Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Why couldn't he be hid? Next verse gives us an answer for a certain woman. She's following him through the streets. She's calling out his name. Thou son of David. She's pleading. She's begging. People hear this woman. She follows him. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. She followed him all the way to that house. And we'll look at that a little later also. What transpired in that house is recorded in Matthew 15, verse 25 through 27. Again, she follows Christ through the streets. He comes into a house. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I believe at the house. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it or throw it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. We see Mark records what transpired at this house. This is all that Mark records, is what transpired at the house. He says in verse 25 of Mark chapter 7, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. That is, at the house. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. So she had a faith that persevered. She follows Christ through the streets. She's crying out to him for mercy. And Jesus makes his way to a house, and she follows him all the way to the house. And it is there that she falls down at his feet and begins to worship him. Again, her faith persevered all through those streets. Her faith caused her to move in the direction of Christ. May I say that faith will always cause you to move in the direction of Jesus Christ. Always. Faith will always cause you to move in the direction of God. So you can determine by your faith by what direction you are headed in. And this woman moved in the direction of Jesus Christ. She came out of the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came. Her faith moved her in the direction of Christ. And she besought him. Again, her faith moved her in the direction of Christ. Not only that, her faith moved her out of her comfort zone. Her faith enabled her to leave her house and follow Jesus through the streets. And faith will get you out of your comfort zone, heading toward Jesus Christ. And we have this example in this woman. We see that her faith not only got her out of her comfort zone, but also her faith caused her to move beyond cultural barriers. She was a Syrophoenician. Her faith caused her to move beyond cultural barriers. Faith will cause you to move beyond barriers. Self-set barriers. Barriers that have been set by others. Faith will cause you to move beyond. She came to Christ. First of all, she came to Christ because she believed. She believed that he was able to meet her need. She believed that he was able to meet her daughter's need. She came because she was concerned. When you're really concerned, you'll move in the direction of the Lord. Spiritual concern will never cause you to move in the opposite direction. concern will move you in the direction of the Lord. She believed. She was concerned. She was concerned for her daughter. She came to Christ because she wanted her daughter to be healed. She had a desire. She had a desire. And if you really, truly want the blessing of God, you need to move in the direction of the Lord. To move in the opposite direction is to move away from the blessing. So she came because she wanted her daughter healed. You say, well, that's kind of selfish. Well, examine our prayer lives. Everything we do has self involved in it. Everything. She wanted her daughter healed. Nothing wrong with that. But yes, it does involve self. She came because she wanted the demon to be gone from her daughter. It's certainly a legitimate want. It's certainly a legitimate desire. She just wanted the demon gone from her daughter. Because she knew that if the demon was gone, the grievous vexation would stop. Again, she realized the root of the problem. The root of the problem was the demon. She never prayed, Lord, help my daughter feel comfortable. That's not what she prayed. That would be putting a Band-Aid on it. She wanted him to get to the root of the problem, which was this demon. So she came because she wanted the demon gone. She came because she believed that Jesus was able to do this. She believed that. She believed that Christ was able. If you really, truly have a problem, and you really, truly have a need and a burden and a concern, you will go to the person, the thing that you feel is able to meet your need. That's where you'll go. She went to Christ. She went to Christ. Don't ever criticize someone for going to the Lord. When you really, truly believe that Christ is able, that's where you'll go. And sad to say, many times we have to be brought pretty low before we get to that place. But she moved in the direction of Christ. We'll stop here, but we'll see next week, again, some characteristics of her faith.